is back to reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. A very warm welcome to IRIB English Radio. This is Back to Reality. I am your host, Zainab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala defines one of the qualities of believers in Surah Zumar, verse 18, which reads, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Allatheena yastami'una al-qawl, those who listen to what is said, fayattabi'una ahsana, and follow the best of it. Ulaika allatheena hadahumullah, and those are the ones whom Allah has guided. Wa ulaika hum ulul albab, and those are the ones endowed with intellect. And that's what we do in this program. We have a roundtable discussion. We listen to what is being said. We deduce the best things out of it. And that's how we come back to reality. Well, today in our studio, we have with us very two special guests. I have Asma on my right hand and Brother Mehdi Najafi on my left side. Assalamu alaikum to both of you.
Assalamu alaikum. It's good to be here.
Wa alaikum assalam, sister. Very happy to be here with you.
Same here. Asma, would you like to give a little intro? I know you, but
yes.
Just for audience.
Yes, of course. I am Asma, and I have been studying English literature for so long. I'm a deep dyed fan of literature, and it's been a while that I'm being here in radio as well.
Well, it's a service to the audience. Again, Brother Najafi, we'd want to hear from you.
I'm Mehdi, and that's all I am. I have studied business, finance, and management, and I am a student in the seminary of Qum.
Well, different people have different perspectives about life. Mm-hmm. And when you look at their perspective, it may guide you or it may misguide you. Mm-hmm. But when we look at Imam Hussein alayhi salam's perspective of life, it definitely has a lot of things to teach us. What is your take on that? How do you see like Imam Hussein's, what was Imam Hussein's perspective of life?
Well, you know, it's a very strange thing. You know, we have been living with the concept of Ashura for too long. I mean, ever since we've been born.
Too long?
Yes, of course. Ever since we've been born, we have, as we are in a religious country, and we have these gatherings and ceremonies in which we talk about our beloved ones that are the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. Well, we grow up with the idea of knowing more and more about them. Now,
right.
In the process of getting to know them, we come across with the Imam Hussein and all the sacrifice he already has done in the field of Karbala.
Okay.
Well, we see that when he is coming out of his hometown, when he is getting in the way of Karbala, before that, he has some sort of very interesting speech that has got a lot of importance and a lot of important concepts inside of it.
Like what?
In his speech, he mentions something about the ways of life that has been changed.
Okay.
He says that life is changing, and to me, dying in dignity is way better than living in humiliation.
Wow.
Which is a very interesting concept. Now, for such a man to come to this conclusion and make it pretty much clear for all of us that living is dignity is all that matters in life is very important matter to understand and to note it. Because, you know, even right now that we're living in a modern age, everything has turned topsy-turvy.
Mm-hmm.
So things are not the same way as they were. Things have changed their meanings. Everything has got a wrong connotation. And those things that used to be right no longer sound as right. And even if you practice them, you would be considered as sort of very strange, odd people.
Yeah.
So we could take that lesson from him as one of his perspectives regarding life, that he has never yielded to oppression.
Okay.
And he always believed in dignity for human beings.
All right. So he said death with dignity is far better than living with humiliation.
Yeah, of course.
I'll be continuing this discussion with you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
We are discussing Imam Hussein's perspective of life. Brother Najafi, what do you say about that?
Right, so if you're talking about life itself, it has to be defined for us to understand what perspective Imam alayhi salatu wasalam had for life.
True.
There's a verse in the Quran that says, يَا أَيُّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اسْتَجِيبُوا لِلَّهِ وَلِلرَّسُولِ إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ لِمَا يُحْيِيكُمْ. O those who've brought faith, respond to the call of Allah and His Prophet. What's going to happen when you respond to the call? لِمَا يُحْيِيكُمْ. Right? That response, if you respond to the call of Allah and the Prophet, it's going to bring life to you. You're going to be alive, right? But there's a question here. The people who've brought faith are people who walk, who talk, who eat, who sleep. These people live, right?
Yeah.
And it's a question in our mind. If someone's already alive, why are you telling this person that if you do this and that, you'd be given life? Is a question. This question gives us an answer in itself. This question, it's a statement.
Okay.
It's telling us that life, according to Quran, isn't just a standard
eating,
base.
Walking, you know, sleeping.
Yeah. Certainly, different types of life is in perspective here.
Mm-hmm.
So when you talk about perspective, Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam's perspective of life isn't this base life that we're talking about.
All right.
Right? It's certainly far beyond that life.
It has a greater cause.
Certainly it does. It has a cause. But I might be swirling here and there, but like I'll come back to where we're talking. Like Imam Hussein alayhi salam in Dua Arafah says, Amiyat aynun la tarak. Eye that does not see you is blind.
It's blind.
It's better be blind,
right?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
It's blind.
Yeah.
It's blind.
It's blind. It's literally blind, right? What does that mean? Does it mean that it doesn't see tangible objects? No. You know?
Yeah.
So there are degrees to being having a vision, yeah. right? Similarly, there are degrees to having a life,
mm-hmm.
right? So a life that I'd say is a life when I'm submitting to oppression or wrongdoing and I'm there standing watching and not doing anything is not considered as life in the eyes of Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam.
Mm-hmm. Coming back to you, you said Imam Hussein al-Islam said living with dignity is what he prefers. Well, you know, as Brother Najafi also put it, we see that Imam Hussein al-Islam says the one who does not see Allah in his life or who does not see him as a caretaker, basically, is a blind eye.
Yeah.
And so we see Allah in his entire life, like we see Allah from the beginning and end of his life. Whenever we see or whenever we read his quotes, we see it's about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or worshipping him or praising him. What is his concept about worshipping?
Well, as just the brother mentioned, the important thing is that the main part in Imam Hussein's life and totally Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam is God himself. So they bring him into the core of their life and they do act accordingly. So about the worshipping that you just mentioned, I would say that
just as Brother said, like there are so many people who live, who sleep, who eat, who drink, and but they as of have life. But Imam Hussein's perspective of life is something else. In the same way, Imam has different perspective about worshipping God.
Yeah. Yeah, because people do have different meanings of life.
Yeah.
We could all have the same life, but we are not going to live it in the same way. So this precious thing is given to us, but the entire meaning out of this is to worship Allah.
Yeah.
And now that we were just speaking of perspective, I just remembered a nice a quote from Imam Ali alayhi salam. He was telling different sorts of living. Those people who live and worship God for the benefit there's people who live and worship Allah, and they have in their mind that they would get to heaven. Yeah. So the thing that they want out of their worshiping is just getting to heaven.
Yeah.
This is the kind of a thing that a trade man would do.
The worship of traders.
Yeah, the worship of traders. And then we have those people who worship Allah just in fear. Just out
of fear.
Fear
of hell.
Yes. Just out of fear of hell, they do that worshiping, which is also not a sort
of
very...
worship of slaves.
Yeah, that is worship of slaves and is not very nice and recommended to everyone. The last one, which is the very satisfying sort of worshiping.
The best form of worshiping.
The best form of worshiping is the one that you do it because you know that God is worthy of that worship.
Yeah. So because, and that's the worship of the free.
Yeah. That's the worship of the free people who do that just for the favor of getting closer to Allah. I guess that is what Imam Hussein alayhi salam meant
to... He's teaching
us. Yes, yeah. Yes. The journey he made from Mecca to Karbala is actually the thing that is according to this code and is telling us that life is not just a matter that you do it in order to get to heaven or in order to just not to go to hell. It's something beyond that. You should get closer to Allah and have that link and connection.
So it's interesting that you mentioned freedom, right?
Yeah.
Even in terms of worship, because on the day of Ashura, Imam Hussein alayhi wasalam, when he's surrounded by
those
forces,
brutal creatures,
yeah, those what people, he says this to them. He says, "In lam yakun lakum din, fakunu ahraran fi dunyakum."
Yeah, that's very nice.
Right? If you do not believe in the hereafter, at the very least, be freemen in this world that you live in, right?
Yeah.
Free, right? So worship in itself, in the eyes of Imam Hussein, is life. Life equals worship. Worship equals life, right? Every action that he performs, in terms of eating, every morsel that he eats is worship, not just ritualistic worship.
Yeah. Well, Brother Najaf, you gave it a beautiful connotation. Thank you so much, guys, for being with us. Thank you so much, dear listeners. We were talking about Imam Hussein al-Islam's perspective of life. Until another session, fi amanullah, wa salamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi. Let the ummah rise again. Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi. Let the ummah rise again. Let us see daylight again, once again.